I did not understand it well enough. And I learned from it. And that was really a good experience for me. And honestly, it's a good experience for everyone to listen on this podcast so they can hear it too. Because I made a mistake. I admitted I made the mistake and everyone was safe. And I made the safest action possible.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com. And let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we are going to dive into a new topic. One that Carson should not be so happy and laughing about today because he's laughing a little too much.
You know, the topic is about navigating FAR violations. So in my head, I read that as acting bad. So naturally, I decided to start acting bad and see the repercussions. Brandon almost hit me, so I found out the repercussions very quickly.
Yeah, with this, Carson.
Yeah. That's not coming.
Yeah, and if you're not watching this on YouTube, now you should.
Just the first few minutes, at least. I think we're pretty funny.
Funny looking, if you're a Carson.
Mm-hmm. Got a face made for radio, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're diving into the topic that every pilot needs to be aware of and hopes to absolutely never face. And, I mean, what? A few months ago, remember, I got that call from the FISDO and I was like, uh-oh, what did I do? And I ended up doing nothing wrong. It's just people didn't know what a seaplane was. Yeah, that's really what it was. So we're going to talk about FAR violations, right? We're going to explore what these violations mean. And more importantly, how do they impact your aviation insurance and your psyche as a pilot and more?
Yeah, I was just coming back on a flight from Mexico yesterday.
Is that why you have a full beard?
A full beard. Yeah, we actually came home and we've been out of power for 36 hours already. Ooh. So,
do they turn off your power because of the fires?
Yeah, fires and the winds. Mm. Bad Santa Ana winds.
Yeah, I know. Very bad out here.
Yeah, so.
And our thoughts are with everybody who's lost their homes. There's a lot of houses gone in Pacific Palisades.
There's three huge fires.
Huge. I mean, the outside is a little orange right now.
Yeah, but they're 15,000, 10,000, and I think like 1,000 acres each.
Yeah. And I know that's of crazy. At least 2,000 houses that have burned down.
Yeah.
Watching the news this morning. It's pretty incredible.
It feels apocalyptic.
It does.
But anyway, they're trying to prevent that from happening where I live. So they've shut off our power. So no transformers are blowing because these winds are expected to come back all day today and until Sunday.
No way.
So yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
Sounds like it.
But anyway, we just come back on a flight from Mexico. And yeah, that's why I have a little bit of hair on my face. Sorry. I'm not well shaven and cleaned. But I was talking to my buddies and they were asking about how safe it is to fly. And we're getting into some pretty tragic stories like Sky King. You remember that one?
The Sky King.
Yeah, that was a tough one to talk about. And it brought up a lot of mental health issues. But long story long.
Carson's trying to use my trademark.
Yeah. Thank you. Long story long, we're talking about, I try to bring up the conversation with talking about 1 November Romeo and that guy that was busted the Bravo.
Oh.
And he was like...
He didn't even get in trouble.
No, but he was talking back and I was like, you know, I was like trying to lighten up the conversation. I was like, well, there's some funny ATC audio. It's not all tragedy. So I was bringing up that one, but that got us into FAR violations, FAR violations, actually. So
you did this
with my forum. Yeah.
Are you breaking confidentiality by talking about this?
Only the fact that I was talking about that. So no.
Okay, good.
Fantastic. I was the one talking, but yeah, that was a lot of fun, but we actually discussed some of this yesterday. So that was pretty funny when we got the script today for Mark and here's what we're talking about.
Love it.
But the part we didn't discuss was how it would actually impact your insurance. Brandon, I know you haven't gotten any serious violations like that, but I'm sure you have a couple good ideas on what it would happen to your insurance.
Yeah. I mean, if you lose your pilot certificate, which is normally what happens, or if you get an FAA violation, sometimes they just kind of give you a slap on the hand and like, hey, don't do that again, right? And it goes into your official file type of thing. And that's more common, to be honest. If you screw up on something, you just admit it, you apologize, you tell them what you did wrong. And normally, as long as you've learned from it, they'll let you off with a warning. Now, if you keep on doing things over and over again, you're going to have some problems. If you decide to wear fire extinguishers on your legs and jump out of a perfectly good airplane and let it crash into the middle of the forest and then try to cover it up after, And you might lose your pilot certificates, and that might be a violation.
Didn't he get them back? We just talked about this, right?
He did. Yeah, he got his pilot back so far.
I got a lot of opinions.
So, but. All right. So outside of doing something that crazy, I mean, something else you might do wrong, right? You might have a runway incursion, right? Let's just say that you inch past the hold short line while there's a airplane on short final, or you enter a runway when an airplane has not gotten off yet. Things like that, right? Those are smaller things. Now, if you enter a runway fully and the airplane's about to land, that's a really big problem.
Or if you land on a taxiway.
Or if you land on a taxiway, exactly.
There's so many interesting, I can't say fun, but interesting cases like that where, you know, landing on a taxiway or doing something a little bit less safe, like flying significantly overweight.
Yeah, you know, that could be one too.
A huge one. There's plenty of ways that you could break the rules. Anything that's not safe generally is breaking the rule.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
dumbing it way down.
Yeah, that's dumbing it way down. Yeah. But yeah, overall, I think you're totally right. But what's really going to happen is if you break the rule and you just cross the line by 6 inches or something like that, and they catch you, and they're going to violate you for that, right? So they're going to give you a phone number to call. Most of the time, it's just a conversation you have.
But just, hey, you passed that line.
And like that was unsafe and this is what happened. And they give you a stern conversation. You apologize and it's over with. But for the times that it's not, they're going to refer you to the FISDO. And the FISDO is going to do an investigation on you. They're basically going to find out what happened. They're going to check out the ADS-B. They're going to check out the ATC communications. They're really going to investigate what happened in that particular instance, right? And we want to make sure that you're a safe pilot. Now, there's things that they can do to you. And to your question, does it hurt you on insurance? If they do something to you and they pull your certificate or they suspend you or revoke it completely, you now report that on your insurance application every single time. And guess what an insurance company is going to do when they see that? They're going to be like, well, now this person's a high risk. You might not be able to get insured. So sometimes when you get FAR violations, the company who you might want to go get hired with, they might not be able to hire you because you might not be insurable. That's really an issue. So it's not just being safe. That's very important. But now if you get these violations, you might not just be not safe. You might not be employable. Little things, hey, you can get by, but you have multiple, it becomes a real big problem for sure.
So are these violations in these pilot deviations, are they like a speeding ticket? I mean, in terms of gravity of them?
I would say, in order of gravity, the first one would be like getting pulled over for going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit and then giving you a warning and you walking away. That's the phone call from the tower, right?
Okay.
Second would be you getting an actual ticket and you having to go to basically go and pay a fine. But in this instance, you'd pay a fine with your time. You'd go there and you'd go talk to them. Okay.
Okay.
And then
that's not a fun conversation. Those are not people you'd.
No.
I mean, they're great people, but they're not people you want to talk to for that reason.
Not for that reason. Yeah. No. And then I would say the next one is more like drunk driving, right? It's a very serious offense. So if you go drive drunk, you're going to lose your license. Well, same
and there's
thing.
Re-education to get it back. And
yes, there's all sorts of things. Wow. So if you do that, that's what's going to happen. Okay. And then there's one higher level, which is you jumping out of a perfectly good airplane and letting it blow up. And then you lose all of your certificates forever and you can never get them back. But you can still use attorneys and try to get certain things back, obviously, because that YouTuber did.
My opinion, sorry. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. But as far as the like overarching impact of getting one of these, you said like future jobs you may not be able to obtain. Is that just having a lot of them or having a few?
I mean, it really depends on what it is too. I mean, if you go into, and we should really ask kind of an airline guy this or girl this, but if you go into an airline and you say, hey, I've got a violation because I crossed the line 6 inches, my feet weren't on the brakes, or I had a mechanical issue and I got violated for that.
That's like a parking ticket.
Yeah, kind of like a parking ticket. I mean, that's
like, they're going to do it like a parking ticket, but it's
the airline or the employer is going to look at you like it's a minor thing, but I'm glad you learned from it. If it's a major thing, you still might be able to get a job and you still might be able to get insured, but you better have a darn good reason for it.
Yeah. What about in case of emergencies? I know, essentially it's do whatever you have to do to keep everyone safe. But can you get pilot deviations in emergencies?
No.
For acting certain ways or doing certain things?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So there's no restrictions. It's do whatever you have to do to keep everyone safe.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes tons of sense.
I mean, if you purposely crash into a house after you declare an emergency, I mean, probably. I mean, purposely, but I mean, if it's on accident.
That's criminal, but okay.
Yeah. You're not going to get in trouble per se for it. I mean, actually, I mean, there could probably be some legal things that might have a problem, but the FAA, you won't have a problem with them. You can have a problem with, I don't know, if you crash into somebody's house, somebody died, you're going to have a problem with manslaughter case, maybe.
Yeah.
You're going to have other problems.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Lawsuits, things that make all of your life savings go away very quickly.
Just don't break the rules. Just
that make attorneys really, really happy. and make them really rich. Yeah.
Attorneys are great people and you need them. We don't, they're not. Feel free to tell Anthony I said that.
Oh, Anthony says he's no longer an attorney.
He won't consider himself an attorney?
No.
He doesn't want the bad rap.
He plays one on TV.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brand.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
All right, Carson, I think the natural progression of this, we should talk about what happens if you get an FAA violation. So if you get an FAA violation, first off...
I mean, you've gotten the call, right? You thought it was a violation, but first off, you're going to be a little panicky when you get that.
I was very panicky. I called an attorney.
Yeah, I mean, like, so is that the right course of action for all of these?
If you can afford an attorney, I would call one. If you can't afford an attorney, sign up for AOPA's legal side of things, and it's really cheap. It's only a couple $100. And I would say... go talk to one of their attorneys.
Yeah, a couple $100 may not be really cheap to you, but in terms of potentially saving licenses, ratings.
If you lose your pilot certificate, that's $15,000.
Yeah.
So it's $200 for AOPA's legal or whatever it is. I don't know. It could be $500. I don't know. It's still $500 is a lot better than $15,000.
Yeah. So think of that cost compared to the cost that you might incur and everything else that could go wrong.
Yeah. It's huge, really.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah. So I would go ask legal representation first. And then after you ask for kind of legal help, then I would move on to the phone call with them and have them talk. And you say as little as possible, listen to your attorney and find out exactly what they're potentially violating you on. Now, if it's something stupid and you get a call from the tower, you need to call the tower immediately.
Yeah, if they give you a number, call them when you land.
Call them when you land.
Standard procedure.
So make the phone call. Call the tower. They're going to tell you you did something stupid. And I've had phone calls from the tower. I've gotten it, I don't know, I think twice. And it's just, you did something stupid. So you need to correct for it. And most of the time it happens when you're a new pilot and you're trying to be safe and you get nervous. Like I was flying a flight of two for the first time and I got a phone number. And I didn't realize, because I was a novice pilot and I shouldn't have been doing this in the first place, but I was flying a flight of two and we're both supposed to land on the runway at the same time. Well, I let the airplane who I was flying with land before me, like an eighth of a mile before me, and maybe a quarter of a mile. I don't know, something very little. And then another airplane that was cleared to land landed in front of me and behind them.
Oh, because you're, as a flight of two, you're considered one plane.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So they gave me a phone number to call because I ended up landing outside, like behind. Actually, I think I went around because this airplane cut me off. So I went around and they were all confused in what was going on. I was confused in what was going on.
Well, essentially, like, where the hell did this guy just come from? He was like a third airplane out of nowhere.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. I would never have thought about that.
Yeah. And the other plane I was flying with had no radios.
So he couldn't even say anything.
Or not good radios. It had radios. It wasn't like breaking any rules. It had radios, but the radios that we needed to use to communicate were the handheld. So that ended up being an issue.
So how would that get resolved?
So they gave me a phone number to call, and I was very apologetic, and I said, I'm sorry. And they basically said, don't do this again unless you go get more training on it. I said, yes, ma'am, no problem.
Absolutely. We'll
do. You're right. I did not understand it well enough.
Yeah. I
learned from it. And that was really a good experience for me. And honestly, it's a good experience for everyone to listen on this podcast so they can hear it too. Because I made a mistake. I admitted I made the mistake. And everyone was safe. And I made the safest action possible. Now, if I would have landed right after or right on the same runway with that other airplane, I bet you I would have got a violation.
For sure.
Yeah. So I did the smart thing, I think, looking in retrospect, of landing, going around, and then landing and asking for a new clearance.
Yeah.
Even though it confused them.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's the FAA, and they're some sort of an enforcement agency, and anyone enforcing rules like that are not out to get you, especially the ATC and the tower, of all people. They are there to help you every step of the way and keep everyone safe, of course, but they're not out to get you. Like,
here's something interesting. Did you know that the FARs are not a law? They're just regulations. They're rules, but it's not the law.
Okay, so disclose that you're not an expert first and then tell me a lot more about this because I'm really interested in this.
I am definitely not an expert in this. Don't take anything that I'm saying. But yeah, I mean, they, like, the FAA cannot arrest you for breaking a rule.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to break more rules now.
No, you are not.
No, I'm not going to break more rules now. Sorry, but I've always considered them one and the same.
No, they are not.
So can you incur, you know, penalties and fines?
I don't know the answer to that. I think you can. I think they can give you penalties and fines. And then if you don't pay that, then it's the government versus you. And the government can sue you. And then the government can put you in jail and things like that. So it's a long, but you won't go to jail for breaking the FAR. You'll go to jail for something else.
Interesting. Huh. I got more to think about that.
Yeah. I mean,
I have more questions.
Yeah. Like that guy who crashed his airplane. I think he did some jail time. Crashes airplane without him in it and jumped out.
Well, I'm sure they would find a different reason, like putting someone at risk or, you know, danger or damage to like a national forest, because I'm sure it was protected in some way. So I'm sure that those kind of things would be how they would get you on that. But I think that would all be negated if it was an actual emergency at the end of the day.
It would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, like, do whatever you had to do.
Agreed. So on that note, I think we should close it up today. What do you think? First episode of the new year that we're recording. I know everybody else has heard maybe one already, but this is the first one we are actually recording
in the new year.
In the new year. Yeah.
Yeah. It's finally officially 2025, and it's been a crazy start. I opted to go in real slow, not post anything about it being 2025. So maybe you wouldn't, you know, recognize I'm here and I can slip by.
Mm, didn't work.
No, it did not work. Not even a little bit. We have fires in St. Anna Winds first week.
First week. Yeah.
But yeah, obviously we're praying for everyone affected, and especially the firefighters that are out there. I mean, seeing the videos of them, you know, in the streets of, you know, like Pasadena. I saw those this morning.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
all right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us today. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon@aviationmentors.com or Carson@aviationmentors.com. Don't forget to hit like, subscribe, follow, stream, whatever you're listening to us on. Oh, don't forget to share. I always forget that one. Share.
So please tell other people.
Tell other people. And it really helps grow our podcast community. And more importantly, it helps us grow the aviation community at large. We really appreciate you listening today. Don't forget to come see us at Aero Summit in May of 2025. It is coming up in just 4.5 short months. So make sure that Mark puts those comments in the show notes below. And that way you can get tickets to the Aero Summit, stratusaerosummit.com.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. Bryn's going to be talking a few times, and I'm looking forward to that because he always has a lot to say. As you can tell, we have a podcast. But for everyone else, as we wrap up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.